Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
It's always good to have your word because you never know what's going to go on with these devices and such. Do you believe the word is true?
Hallelujah.
All right. So if we believe the word is true, I want you to confess some things before we even get started in this. And we started it with last week, our confession of faith. And if you can, just repeat after me. I am not afraid.
I am not ashamed.
I am not timid.
I am not in doubt.
I have faith.
And if needed,
the violent take it. In faith. Hallelujah. Believe that. Get that in your spirit. Because this is going to propel you through the different things that you're going to have to face in this life. I am a witness to that. Go to James. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Yaakov. Yaakov, the second chapter, the 14th verse. And this is kind of like our wellspring scripture. This is what we have been dealing with for the last few weeks that I've been up. And we found out the meaning of words. We find out what works is in this scripture. And we know that work is from the Greek word ergos. It means is a deed or action carries out or completes an intentional purpose. So we call that corresponding actions. So when we see works, it's not about us just doing something. There's some specificity to what we are doing. So when we go back to James, the second chapter, the 14th verse, it says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not
corresponding actions,
can faith save him? No. Just because you say you have faith does not mean that faith is going to be carried out. There has to be corresponding actions. Let me give you an example. If you say you're going to catch a flight at 9 a.m., what time do you have to be at the airport?
Seven.
What's up, man? Are they right about that? Yeah, that'll work. 2 hours before. So therefore, if you have faith that you're going to catch that 9 a.m. flight, then you should have what? And what are the corresponding actions? You make sure you got your stuff ready, you got your stuff packed, you make sure you get to the airport, you got everything ready, da-da-da-da-da-da, right? If you say I'm going to be at work at 8 a.m., oh, Lord, what kind of crowd am I dealing with today? So if you're going to be, if you got to be at work at 8, there should be what? If you really want to. See, you get to work at 9 because it's not in your, you ain't got no faith in that. So therefore, you're not following up with corresponding actions. When church starts at 11 a.m., in faith, you should be here, but folks get here late because of what? There's no what? Wow, now it's quiet up here. But you say you believe, right? So, but when there's something that you really want to do, you there. And let me give you a perfect example. So our minister of music, Ryan Ballard, invited the church to a very gorgeous affair. If you don't know what gorgeous is, it's bourgeois. Or, as people say, bougie. It was an opera. And it was an opera to about the Central Park Five. And so I was really trying to get there on time. But see, I'm used to going to plays. You go to the plays, urban plays, they don't start on time. But I went to an opera. The opera starts on time. So by the time my wife and I got there, they said, you can't go to your front row, your almost front row seat. You got to stay in the back until intermission. And Brian, I paid a pretty penny for that seat. But guess what? I didn't make it because what? I was thinking, well, you know, it's going to be okay. There'll be a 15-minute grace. No, they spent that thing on time. And they was like, no, sir, you're going to interrupt the opera. Apostle said, that's right. Well, thanks, Dad. So I had to sit in the back and wait for what? Because what I wanted to do did not have what? Yeah. I should have got ready earlier. Right? So to go to church, what I do is I find out what I'm going to wear on Saturday. Right? I get all my stuff together so I'll get ready to what? To go. Because I really want to be here on time. So therefore, I put corresponding actions behind my intention. Ooh. So whatever your intention is, that's what you put behind it. So, who is quiet in here? So are we going to see some folks here on time at 11 o'clock? See, the crowd that I'm talking to is not the crowd that was here at 11. It was a whole different crowd here at 11. It was a sprinkling, but now everybody's here, right? So we have to have corresponding actions to connect to our faith. So go here where it says 17, even so faith, it hath not corresponding actions, is what? Being alone. So tell your neighbor it's not enough. No. So 18 tells us what? Yea, a man say that thou hast faith and I have corresponding actions. Show me faith without thy corresponding actions and I will show thee my faith by what? My corresponding actions. Sorry. So let's go back to 19. Go up to 19. So it says what? Thou believest that there is one God. And that's cool. Thou dost well. But what? The devils also believe. So what? And they tremble. So it's not enough that you just believe. You have to put some feet to your faith. That's what I like to say. You got to put feet on your faith. Your faith has to do some stuff, right? So go here to 1 Samuel. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Shmuel, 1 Samuel. Shmuel, the 17th chapter and the 46th verse. Right. So David, I'm picking up where I left off last week. David, who was fighting a what? Giant, right? A huge man. And so he had to have faith, believing that he would be able to defeat that giant, right? Right? But he practiced. First, he got a lion, then he got a bear, or a bear and then a lion, and then he built himself up. His faith was what? Being what? Increased. So by the time he got to this giant, not only was he able to do the corresponding actions, but he had words behind it. And this is what I want to focus on today. Your words. What you say is part of the corresponding action. Well, it's not just doing, it's what you say, what you confess. Right? And so Here he is. And before he's even getting into the dude, getting into the giant. And I like to say this. Y'all got giants. We all got giants. You know, this is an impossible situation, looks like. But how many of you have been in situations that looked impossible? Right? And there's a process to that. So, this day, will Yahweh deliver thee into my hand? This is David talking to the giant. Sometimes you got to talk to that thing. You got to say with your mouth, say it. Right? And a lot of times, you guys, when we're reading scriptures, y'all will just sit back and let me, like you, what is that? No. What is that where they do books and you can listen to the book? Audiobooks. So sometimes y'all treat this session like audiobooks. You want me to just say to, will Yahweh deliver thee into my hands, and I what? Will smite thee and take thine head from. So stop. So he's telling the giant, not only am I going to defeat you, I'm going to take your head off. See, that's what we doing. We talking big. We big talking. We wolfing. But it's in God. And it's okay. See, that's why a lot of times I don't want to play games and stuff with y'all, because y'all wolf too much. Dominoes, I don't know if I can sit there. I'm too competitive. I'm a really competitive dude. That's why I don't play a lot of stuff, because I play to win. Who's like that? You like that too. So therefore, it's a bad thing sometimes, because I won't play because I don't want to, like, you know. So they sit up there playing dominoes and they be talking trash the whole time. Yeah, you know what you doing over there. I'm like, dude, let's stop. Take a time out. Right? But in this case, we can talk big. Right? We got the Holy Ghost to back us up. Yahweh himself on the throne that's making this stuff happen. So it says, not only am I going to, we're talking to the enemy. You don't have to be, let's get this straight. Don't be polite to the enemy. You don't have to be. You are not required to be polite to the enemy. You can tell the enemy exactly where he can go. And so that's what David, he was like, I'm going to take your head off. And not only that, I'm going to take the rest of your body, your carcass of the host of the Philistines this day. And I'm going to feed them to the fowls of the air. I'm going to give your body to the birds to peck on. That's some big talk right there. Right? Isn't that like some big talk? But cutting dude's head off, feeding his bodies to the birds, isn't that violent faith? Tell your neighbor, that's okay. This is good stuff. We can be violent when, you know, when it comes to the enemy. Because, listen, like I said last week, enemy trying to mess with you. Not only that, people, you know, I will let people mess with me to a certain point. But then you're going to mess with my family? No. That right there is, that's a, no. See, I can take it, but you talk about my family, or you digging on it, I'm about to dig in you. So the enemy is messing with your family, he's messing with your spouse. Years ago, there was a bully, and I'm just being transparent, there's a bully at my daughter's school. She had the nerve to mess with Kenny, she don't do nothing to nobody. She mind her own business. Seriously. She's the sweetest little thing. I mean, what you see, that's what she is. She's just real. And you messing with her? So she let us know. This was years ago, though. I said, next time that girl come up to you, you kick her right in her stomach. And go for her face, go for the nose. I had to repent afterward. Because I told her, I was like, you do this and you do that and you do this. You know, and I showed her, and I let her try it out on me. I didn't say go to the teacher or none of that stuff. That's probably so. Stephanie was like, you told her that? said, yeah, ain't nobody gonna mess with my girl. You know, they're gonna catch one. She a Washington. But I was so in my flesh. But it's not in my, do say I was in my faith. No, I was in my flesh. But see, yeah, that came, but I was violent with it. I was like, I can't do it, but you can do it, right? But we put that energy into the negative stuff when we should put that energy into the powerful stuff. The stuff, if the enemy's messing with your family, your kids, your job, you better come against that enemy in the name of Yeshua with some violent faith. It's okay. Because what? He told us, Yahweh told us that he's going to be, the devil was what? You tread on him. So here. Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not afraid. Yeah, somebody threw the confession up, but it's okay. Yeah, I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not timid. I'm not in doubt. And if needed, I will what? I will take it by faith. I'm going to take it. So go back to the verse. So it says, I'm going to feed your body to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a what? God in Israel. So, yeah, we can do this because we're talking about faith for our destiny. Whatever it is that we need to go through. Go to Mark, the second chapter. And I was talking to you last week, and this is where I left off. There was a violent move. These dudes wanted to get this man in for his healing. Yeshua was in somebody's house, and there were so many people that were in that house, and they could not get him in the house. So what did they do? It says that when they could not come into the house because of the press, they what? Uncovered the roof where Yeshua was, and when he had broken it up, then they let the man down. So they tore the roof off the house. Right above where Yeshua was, and lowered the man down in the hole of the roof. What kind of faith is that? Violent faith that you will tear the roof off that thing. You're willing to what? Break some stuff up. It's okay in the spirit realm to break some stuff up. What did the wall have to do? What did the wall have to do? And yet, the tribe of Yehuda or Judah, right? What happened? It what? So that they could accomplish what they had to do. Any obstacle in your way, you better blow that thing up. You can blow it up in the spirit violently. It's okay. Because that's what he's expecting us to do. He does not want anything to come between us and what he promised. So we have to be, what, determined. And the violence just means what? Say determined. You got to be determined. How many of you are determined about stuff that you want? I know. I seen you. You are like, I'm going to get that new car. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the sisters. Sisters. Ooh, I'm going to get them shoes. Yeah, don't you? Brothers, too. I'm gonna stand in line for them Jordans. Let's get this straight. I don't stand in line for nothing like that. But some people are determined, like, I'm gonna what? Stand in line. I'm gonna do what? iPhones, electronics. Who does that? No, don't raise your hand. You're determined to get it, right? And you'll go through whatever you have to do what to get it. Back in the day when they were selling concert tickets, does anybody remember that? You had to go to what's the name of the place? Ticketmaster. This was before, like, the internet and stuff. You had to actually go get your ticket from the place. You know what I'm talking about, right? And so what happened when you were going to get the tickets to that concert, Earth, Wind, and Fire? What'd you have to do? Did anybody ever camp out for something? Oh, there got to be somebody in here that Carla raised her hand. She was like, yeah. Because she was what? Determined. So why aren't we determined about the things of Yahweh? We should be determined. Whatever it is that we got to go through, we got to camp out, we got to pray. Whatever it is, we got to do it. So they broke up the roof. Let the bed down. Fifth verse. And when Yeshua... Hey! Come on, sister. Got somebody with me. When she saw their corresponding actions, their faith. Because when you saw the corresponding actions, he saw the faith. He was like, these dudes tore the roof off. That's faith. Right? And he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, your sins are forgiven. You have come up. But I gotta show you this part. Go to the ninth. People got mad. The folks was like, get mad. How is this dude going to forgive sins? He ain't nobody. This is the naysayer. Church folks in the house. And the ninth verse says, this shows you how available. See, everything that we need from him, get this straight. Whatever you need from Yahweh, say it's available. No, say it like you mean it. And all I have to do is just receive it. It's what? It's available. It's right there. And so Yeshua said, well, whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, arise and take up the bed and walk. He said the same faith that it takes for somebody to be saved, right? To be redeemed. So when you say, Father, forgive me of my sins, I want to walk in your way, I want to be saved, and you go and get baptized and you submit to being filled with the Holy Ghost, some people might think that's an easy process, right? Because you just what? You just what? It takes faith to get saved. You got to believe that those words in there are relating to you, right? And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall what? Believeth in him shall not what? Perish, but have what? And then you, those words, you take them in and you say, I believe that I want to be saved. It took faith for you to say, I want to be saved. And all you had to do was what? Walk into that room, get ready to get baptized, and open up your heart and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That same faith and ease to receive Yeshua as your Savior, you can use that same effort to get healed. How? Come on. Or to get whatever it is that you're asking for in prayer. It's available. All you got to do is what? Receive it. So he's like, it's not hard for anybody to be saved, and it's not hard for anybody to take up their bed and walk. He can do it. He was like, I can save you, I can forgive you of your sins, and I can heal you from any disease or whatever you got. All you got to do is believe. And taking up the bed was what? The dude had to what? After Yeshua said he was healed, all he had to do was what? He didn't say, I didn't feel nothing. No. He made an effort to what? And he what? Picked up his bed. And what did he do? Somebody say corresponding action. You better walk like you saved. You better walk like you healed. You better act like you healed. You better talk like it. That's what you got to, and that's what Yahweh told me. After that first operation, when they said they couldn't do nothing, he said, go back to the house of Yahweh and act like you healed. Walk like you healed. Let's get this straight. The tumor had not manifested itself to be gone yet. They gave me a colostomy bag and half. Why do you keep on bringing that up? Well, duh. It's pertinent to this. And even though I had that bag hanging on me and a lump in my torso, he said, go back and you speak like you're healed. You walk like you're healed. You talk like you're healed. And sure enough, by the time I kept doing that, the doctors was like, dude, you're gaining weight. You shouldn't be gaining weight like this. I mean, I would go to the chemotherapy, and I had my sandwiches and everything, and I was smacking on stuff, and, you know, and they were like, you want some? Talking to the people and everything. Everybody was kind of like curled up, and I was just like on my computer watching Netflix and whatever it is that I wanted to do. And he was like, what's going on? He kept on taking my weight. And he was like, well, you gaining weight. You got a bag. You're not supposed to be gaining weight like that. I was like, this thing is, something's happening. And I know that Yahweh was manifesting himself. Sure enough, after a couple, 2-3 months, which nothing is supposed to happen in that amount of time. Nothing. They looked and scanned, and they didn't see no cancer up in there. I'm just trying to tell you. It was my corresponding actions. I wasn't laying around like, oh, I got this bad. Listen, the enemy was trying to tell me, you need to stay in the house. Don't go out, you know, in public and stuff because you got that bad. I got one of those. What's that stuff y'all use to keep your stomach in? Waist trainer. I took a thing and I wrapped it around. I pushed that thing down. And I was like, we going to the store. We going here. We going there. We going to church. And I was done. There was like, don't jump up and down and praise him because you might, you know, shake your bag loose. I said, I'm going to keep on I praised him the more. I think I jumped more with the bag because I knew that my healing was nigh me, even in my praise, even in my mouth, even in my walk. I knew that. So that's why he told me, you go back and you tell them what it takes to serve me. You tell them that I'm a true God. You tell them that I am faithful to my word. When I told you I was going to heal you, I healed you. You tell them that. So I got up and walked. Literally. 10th verse. But that you may know that the what? Son of Man has what? Power on earth to forgive sins. And he saith to the sick of the palsy. He can save sins and he can heal bodies. He can do them both effortlessly. But it takes you believing that he can do it. I believed he could save me. That same belief is me believing that he can heal me. And whatever it is that you need, as sure as he saves you, he'll surely do whatever it is that you need him to do. Surely. And so the 11th verse says what? So I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And the 12th verse says, and immediately he rose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed. And what did they do? Glorify Yahweh, saying what? We never seen it, and we never seen nothing like this before. We never seen nothing like this before. Guess what my doctor said? He said, I've never seen anything like this before. Come on! Same word! He said the same thing. I've never seen anything like this before. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Go here. You have to act like you believe. You have to act on what you believe. Say, I have to act on what I believe. You can't be believing Yahweh for a job and then go on an interview and then say with your mouth, you know what? I don't think I got the job. That's not a corresponding action. See, let's get this straight. Your words can cancel out what you're believing for. I should have put that up there. Your words can cancel out what you're believing them for. So if you say, well, I don't think I got it, you ain't got it. I'm very careful about what comes out of my mouth. It has to be a word of power, right? It has to be a word that means something. And when I don't know what to say, I speak the word. Because a lot of times you cancel stuff out. Oh, well, you know, you believe in him for the car or whatever, and you say, I know he's going to give me a car. And then your credit's ran. It's like, well, he's not going to do that. No. I have had folks run my credit, and I was like, I don't care. I'm still getting the car. And guess what happened? They gave me the car. Because of what? Exactly. So your word, you're faster than me. So your words can cancel out what you believe, and you have to what? Act on what you believe. So go here to Luke. Okay. I love this. So Luke, the 15th chapter. When he saw their faith, when they tore the roof off, he was moved. When he saw their faith, he was moved. When Yahweh sees your faith, he moves. He sets stuff into action. When he sees that you have corresponding actions, something supernatural happens. I want to have faith to move Yahweh. I want faith that moves him. Because guess what? In every situation where he's talked to somebody about faith, he told them how much faith they had. Because he looked. Remember when Peter, Cephas, was walking on the water? And then he looked around at the waves and started saying, help me, Lord. He looked at Peter and said, oh, ye of what? He didn't say, oh, look at you. You can't swim. You're in the water. No, he said, he saw what? He saw a little faith. When he saw Cephas in that moment, he saw a little faith. When the centurion said, heal my servant. And he says, you don't have to even go to my house. I know that if you just say it, my servant will be healed from wherever he is. And Yeshua said, you know, I have not seen such great faith in Israel. He didn't just look at the man, he looked at the faith. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem or the tzitzit of his garment and she got saved, he was like, your faith has made you. Come on, y'all. Blind man. All of these people where something supernatural happened in their healing. He saw their what? And corresponding act. That's my sister, right? Oh. So here in Luke, the 15th chapter, the 26th verse, and he called one of the servants. Prodigal son. Everybody knows that story, right? Prodigal son. He has two sons. One son went out with the pigs. You know, he took, you know, money and he squandered everything. He was laying with animals. The other son was already there, always there, right? So then the other son, the prodigal, comes back to the house. And the son that had always been there is tripping. So let's see what's going on, 26 verse. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, he's talking to the brother that stayed, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed a fat calf, the fatted calf. What is a fatted calf? It's the best one. Because he hath received him safe and sound. 28th verse. He was angry. This is a son that has always been there. He was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father. For his father's coming out and says, what's up? We got this fat calf in here. You know, Some other good stuff, I'm sure. I mean, it's like Thanksgiving. There's some good stuff, right? Why are you out here tripping? And the 29th verse says, and he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, and I neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. He was hating on dude. But as soon as this son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, he's just telling on him. He's like, he was doing this and he was doing that. And now has killed for him the fatted calf. What's up with that? Why are you doing all that? Before we, don't go to 31 yet. What did I tell you about the things of Yahweh as it pertains to you? It is available. 31. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. You already had everything that I had. All you had to do was ask and receive it, and it was yours because you were already always there. The problem with you is that you never what? Received it. You never asked. You never received it. Everything that I got was yours. If you wanted a, if get this, if you wanted a fatted calf, say, hey, I need a fatted calf. Guess what? You would have got it. If you would have said, I want to make merry with my friends, guess what? Why? Because he was already there. The things of Yahweh for you, say this, they're already there. What keeps you from it are your words. Your words are connected to your faith. Say that. My words are connected to my faith. The problem isn't with Yahweh when something doesn't come through. It's with you. Because get this, everything happens in the spiritual realm first. So what he's saying is faith works in the spiritual realm first. Say that. Faith works. I have to follow that up with my corresponding actions. Because I believe that when I say something, come on, I believe that when I say something, the angels go to flight. Yahweh says, go, 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 make that happen. And he wants me, while that is being manifested, to be patient, to praise him, to know, trusting his process. Because guess what? What did Pastor Tom have to do when they told me that? I had to walk a few months without seeing it. I had to walk a few months without the complete manifestation. But in the spirit, I saw myself totally whole in the spirit. I saw it. I saw it. I believed it. And this is the spirit realm, and this is the natural, and I had to keep on lifting myself, praising, and until and waiting until the time where the natural finally connected with the spiritual realm and manifests. It's a process. Tell yourself, I gotta trust the process. Sometimes time is in between there. You can't get, I was talking to a brother the other week. He was getting impatient about something. I was like, dude, you got to trust this process. It takes time. How do you know this? Go right here. Go to Mark. It takes time. I got to believe that. My words. So during that process, What am I doing? I'm saying the right words. I'm doing the right thing, right? I'm making the right steps. I got the right, and this is where we go wrong a lot of times. We got to have the right attitude. Because my wife told me, she was like, you know, I was blown away for a moment. She said, but when I saw the way you were acting while you were going through this thing, she said, my faith increased. She was like, I didn't have to worry about nothing. I said, he good. He good. So I'm just going to step in line with him. Because you got to know, people got to see and hear. I wasn't like, oh, baby, bring me a glass of water. Oh, baby, will you please rub my feet? You know how y'all got get extra when you get sick? You can't pick nothing up, can't do nothing. You got to call, okay, you make me some chickens. Just extra. You all in your sickness because you want to be catered to. And, you know, maybe you just, you know, I don't know what your situation is, but it shouldn't take you to get sick to get catered to, I'm just saying. Y'all need to have corresponding actions with each other. You know, I'm just saying. But all that extraness, that extra crispy stuff that you put on stuff when you sick, that's when you challenge. When you call and work, you didn't even have to cough when you call work. But you're just like, Susan, I'm not going to be. How do you know that? Because I did it before. See, y'all trying to act like, you know, you ain't done that. I was heaving. But then I was like, you know what? I need to stop playing sick. Come on now. So I'm working now, and I have not missed a day of work. Not one day. But guess what? The other healthy folks that I work for, they done called in sick by 7-8 times. But see, if anybody in the natural was supposed to call in sick, it should have been me. But Yahweh energizes me every day. My prayer, my worship with him, my time, boy, I'm ready. He does something in that. And so they're here tomorrow. And tomorrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Yeshua, 13. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily, that he might find anything thereon. So he was hungry, saw a fig tree, wanted some fruit, wanted a fig. So he was going to that tree, and it says, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. There were no figs, for the time of the figs was not yet. 14th verse. And Yeshua answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. It was supposed to bear fruit, but since there was no fruit on it, he cursed it. With what? And he says, from here on out, no more fruit for you. You're not going to be fruitful. He what? He what? Say it again. He what? Guess what? The other part of this is good. And his disciples. What does faith come by? You increase somebody else's faith by what comes out of your mouth. When they see or hear your corresponding actions, something happens in them. They get encouraged. When I see you guys have a testimony, I'm like, that right there. And I can't tell you how many testimonies of folks being healed that I have had, I have heard. And it took me 50 years for my situation to come around. And when I got my situation, I said, I've seen you do it. I've seen you heal. I've seen you do it. So therefore, I know you're going to do it again. That increased, that was another process in me that helped me. Now, yeah, I had my own faith, but seeing other folk, for years being healed,
I was like, I know we can do it. Why? Because I seen brother so-and-so. I seen sister so-and-so. I seen what you do. So if you did it for them, I know you can do it for me. That's what I spoke. And when I was speaking this way, my wife heard it. Y'all heard it. So by the time it came for the second operation, and when the victory of saying they didn't find nothing happened, y'all was already on it, because that's what we were believing y'all about for. Well, we spoke it. We believed it. Somebody heard it. Somebody heard it. And their faith was increased. So let's go here. Go to the 19th verse. Skip down. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. So he went and did some other stuff. Went out of the city, 20th verse. But in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree. And it was dried up from the roots. 21. And Kepha, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, he remembered that Yeshua spoke to that fig tree. He said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is withered away. 22. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, duh, have faith. What I said, I believe. I said what I said. And what I said is I expected something to happen because of what I said. Because of my faith. In who? Yahweh, 23. And verily I say unto you, see, I did something, but now I'm telling you that you can do the same thing. Come on, he did something. He showed us how to do it. And now he's telling us, what I did, you can do it too. Whosoever shall say. Somebody say, say. Unto this mountain, be thou removed. And be thou what? Cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart. And we know that heart in the Greek is called cardia, which means the mind. So shall not doubt in his mind, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. If you believe, come on, if you say it, if you don't doubt, those things are going to happen. Who needs something to happen? Say it. Speak it. Believe it. Don't doubt it. And it shall come to pass. Because 24th verse says what? Therefore, tell your neighbor, this is a command. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you what? Pray. What? Believe that you receive them. Why? Because it happens in the spiritual realm first. It's already happening in the spiritual realm. You got to believe it, and you shall what? Yeshua demanded that we receive the things we pray for when we pray for it. I don't think you get it. When you pray for something, you have to believe it's already done. When you pray for it, say, I must believe that it's already done. When I pray for it. When you believe, angels are dispatched in your favor. Come on, come on. Do you believe that? Angels take flight at the word of Yah, because Yahweh says, go and do that, go and do that, go and do that. And in the spirit realm, there's a flurry of activity happening in your favor. Hallelujah. Come on. He's working things out. If you got a court case, if you believe that he's going to release that thing, he is working on the judge the night before. Come on. He's working on the people. Something is happening in the spirit realm. When we believe, we receive the things we pray for at the time we pray for it. Because why? Things happen in the spiritual realm first. So if it's happening in the spirit realm, it's done. What do I got to do? I can't trip out. I can't act like a fool. I got to what? Go here. Trust the process. Tell your neighbor, trust the process. Come on. Have faith in Yahweh and trust the process. Have faith in Yahweh and trust the process. And be patient. See, that's the part. Tell your neighbor that part. See, that's where we mess up, the be patient part. Trust in Yahweh. Trust the process. Be patient. Wow. John, Johann in the 14th chapter, and I'm going to wrap you up. The 10th verse. Believest thou me? All these things about believing in faith in my words, my posture, my spiritual posture. How am I standing? How am I sounding? I can tell when a saint is defeated just by what comes out of their mouth. I can tell when a saint is victorious just by what comes out of their mouth. It's a choice. Believest thou not that I am the Father? Not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak, not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. I speak the word, he does the work. Come on! I speak the word, he does the work. I speak the word, he does the works. I speak the word, he does the work. All I have to do is let it manifest. We can pull stuff right out of the spiritual realm into the natural. Come on, y'all. We're pulling stuff out of the spirit realm and we're bringing it into the natural realm. And go here, 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, 11th verse. And I'm going to leave you with this. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, because I told you that your righteousness, your right standing is connected to your faith. So follow after that. Your relationship with Yahweh. Follow after righteousness. Godliness. Somebody say faith. Amen. What's the next one? What's the next one? Is he speaking to you? Because he's always speaking to me. Follow after that. So that means I need to follow after righteousness. I need to understand that godliness is connected to that. I need to follow after faith. I need to follow after love because it's a process. And guess what? It takes patience. And meekness. Humility. Yahweh, I know you're going to work on my behalf. I'm just going to keep on serving you in the meantime. See, we get messed in the meantime. But in the meantime, I'm going to trust him. In the meantime, I'm going to serve him. In the meantime, I'm going to believe him. In the meantime, I'm going to keep on worshiping and praising him. 12th verse. Fight the good fight. Tell your neighbor, this is a fight. I need to stay on point. So that's why I say stuff, because I need people around me that are going to speak the same thing I'm speaking. I need people that are going to believe the same thing I'm believing. I need people around me that are going to lift me up in the word of Yahweh and say, whatever you believe in for, I got you. I am in agreement with you. I'm fighting with you. Hallelujah. That's what I'm looking for. Lay hold to eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. I'm living out this thing in front of y'all. I'm laying it all out there. And then the enemy was like, don't tell them you had a bag. Uh-uh, I had a bag, but I ain't got no bag no more. What if I kept that to myself? Then you wouldn't know that he could take a bag off. That's the enemy. Well, he didn't want me to tell you. He says, that's your personal business. You don't have to tell them that you had a bag. That's nasty. Now, that's okay. It's the power of Yahweh. Yeah, I had a bag, but Yahweh healed me where they took that thing off and put me back together again. I ain't ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of what he did for me. Hallelujah. So now I profess that between all you witnesses. If you happen to know of somebody in the same situation, you know that it can happen. They can be healed from that. I'm not sitting on my testimony. As long as I live, I'm going to be talking about what he did for me in my behalf. And as long as you live, you better talk about his goodness, about what he's done for you. Hallelujah. If you need anything from Yahweh, it's available. Open up your mouth and ask him and believe it, and he'll do it. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we believe your word is true. We know that what you say you're going to do, you're going to do it. Not because we're special, but because you are God. You are God alone. You are the only one. So we call on you. We depend on you. We need you. Most importantly, we believe you. The same belief that we had when we came to you for salvation, that same belief will get us healed. Hallelujah. Will get us delivered. Hallelujah. Will get us over. It'll break the chain. So we need you. So right now, Father Yahweh, we just ask in the mighty name of Yeshua, speak to us, continue to minister to us the importance of us staying in you, in faith, trusting your processes, knowing that you will come through because you've already done it in the spiritual realm. You don't have to wait to praise you in the natural. I can praise you right now. I can thank you right now. And in my faith, hallelujah, it will come to pass. I believe that. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you will bow your head before me, please, you may be seated if you can.